Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim Klal Nun, and we're starting Simen Ches. So, the Chayotim brings out a very important rule. In Birchas Bereinu Foshos Rabos Pateres Bracha Achas Me'en Gimel V'chein Lehepech. So we know that by Bracha Rishona, that the Bracha of Shakolni Abid Boro, besides being the proper bracha for various items, is also a general bracha which can be used in case of a suffix or in the case, at least b'di'evad, it works in any food, even on bread. So that's for the bracha rishona. So maybe we might think that the bracha achrona, b'reina fashos, works in a similar way. It's a general bracha achrona, and therefore it can be used for any item, even the items which are supposed to get the bracha achrona of benching or of Al Hamichya, etc. So the Chayyadim points out that that's not true, that the bracha of Brenna Foshos Rabos does not help a person fulfill his obligation on the, as a bracha achrona on foods which require the main gimel, and vice versa also as well, that does not work. So in cases of Safik, so by bracha rishon, at least you can use the bracha of shekol ni'abed varo, but the bracha achrona is going to remain a problem, because if the proper bracha achrona is me'en gimel, you can't say brenna foshos instead, and vice versa. Afilu birchas amazon ein pateres. And furthermore, even a person benches, which we could argue that if I can get away with just saying brenna foshos, benching for sure should work. Right? It's like, I'm saying even more, it doesn't work like that. So, what the items which are supposed to get brenna foshos, there's no way to give them any other bracha other than brenna foshos, and the items which are supposed to get bracha achas min gimel, there's no way to give them any other bracha than that. Now, benching vis-a-vis the main gimel, in some cases will work, and we will see more about that. Okay, Avo, there's one exception. So a person eats fruits, and a person, instead of saying brenna foshos, says al ho'etz. So the Chayyadim does not address that case, but the Pesach in that case is a b'di'evad, a person is yotze. Since the person said explicitly al ho'etz, about p'yo'etz, that's exactly what he ate. He ate an apple, for example. So he said explicitly about that item, so then the bracha achrona will work. Now, obviously, a person should not do so. But what about a scenario where he ate grapes and he ate apples? So now he has to say the bracha of aloeitz for the grapes. And since b'di'evad, the bracha works for the apples as well, maybe in that situation he should just say the bracha of aloeitz and fulfill his obligation for both. Or do we say no? That the Chazar Kabbalah, the proper bracha achrona for apples, is not aloeitz, but rather the bracha of brenna foshos. So he should not lechatchila use the al ha'etz that he's saying to fulfill his obligation for the apples as well. So Chayyadim says that the halacha is that you do use the bracha of al ha'etz for both. That's the proper thing to do. Aval ochel mipri ha'etz mizayin minim v'ochel gam kein mishar pri ha'etz. So a person ate one of the Zion Minim Priho Eitz. So he ate some dates, some pomegranates, some olives, some figs, or some grapes. So Vochel Gam Ken Mishar Priho Eitz. Kivish Vavarach Alo Eitz. Since he's saying the Alo Eitz for the fruit of the Zion Minim, so therefore, he would theoretically, this language is the appropriate language for any fruit, not only these fruits. The reason why Chazal were not mechayiv to say an Allah eats after you eat an apple is because it's not as chashuv as these items, which are the shemach of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Chazal weren't mechayiv to say this bracha. But theoretically, the bracha is appropriate. It fits. Therefore, v'achshav mevorach v'lavachi bracha. So when he's saying this bracha anyway, so then poiter, so the bracha that he says, the alo eitz, relieves him of his responsibility to say the bracha of Reina Foshos. So the person should not say Reina Foshos. He should just say the Alo Eitz and include in the Alo Eitz the bracha Achrona for the non-Zion Minim fruit as well. So so that's the exception where the bracha of Main Gimel can be Moitzi, the bracha of Reina Foshos. We do not have a similar exception in the other direction. Now, the Chayotim will deal with in Siman Tes, a case where a person is saying a Bracha Achrona on something other than a fruit. So that he cannot insert Alo Eitz and use this. What about if he's making a Bracha on wine, which we said there is a discussion in the Poskim that maybe the appropriate Bracha Achrona on wine is not Alo Eitz Val Pri HaGofen, but Alo Eitz Val HaPeiros. So what about in that situation? How does that play out vis-a-vis the non-Zayin Minim fruit? What's that halacha that we will talk about in Siman Tes? Meanwhile, have a good day.